Okay, so the topic tonight is what bracha are wafers? So people look at the sign, what's the shaila? Everyone knows wafers, mezuzahs, simple. So really, there's two shailas in the get to wafers. The first shaila is what bracha are wafers in a meal? You have a wafer in a meal. And the second shaila, which we'll discuss first, is what bracha achrona is wafers? Not so simple. We know when you have a food, your gazayas of whatever it is, you make bracha achrona, fairly simple. Now, if you have the marshal, a cracker, less than a kazayas of cracker. So, you don't bench, less than a kazayas, no brocha, achrona. If you take this cracker, and on the cracker goes tuna, cheese, whatever you put on top, and now the whole thing is more than a kazayas, what do you do now? On one hand, you haven't had a kazayas, to say a michel. You haven't had a kazayas of cracker, mazainas, whatever it is. On the other hand, you've had a kazayas of food. A kazayas of food needs a brocha achrona. But to make a michel, you've got to have a kazayas of. It's not as well as sponge cake, lemoshel, chocolate, honey, lemon, sponge cake, all sponge cakes, they have very little flour. Usually you make a big cake, and you have 3-4 cups of flour, very little flour in it. And in there goes oil, eggs, sugar, cocoa, whatever goes in. So when you have a piece of cake, lemoshel, you have kiddush Shabbos morning, you want to have kiddush makom soda, you need to have a kazayas. So there's two reasons you want to have a kazayas. Number one's a bench, and number two is kiddush makom soda. Now, if you don't have a kazayas of mazonis, you have a kazayas of all other ingredients, what do you do now? So it's machlekes rishonim what you do. Shulchan Aruch brings down 2 days. Lemaisa Mishabura says the minig oilim is taket tvika lamichya on all these cases. Tvika lamichya, you had the kazayas of mazonis, and with it was toffle to it, whatever you had with it, that's the toffle. So the ikka, toffle goes together. Shulchan Aruch made one brach rishonim, one brach achrona, we'll cover it. He says that's the minig oilim. However, he himself holds not like that. Mishabura clearly holds not like that. The Gris Moshe, Moshe Fanshin holds not like that. The Chaznish holds not like that. The Riyol holds not like that. Across the world, many, many poskim hold that we don't say you make one bracha achrona on the whole thing because you had the ikka was a mezuzah. Rather, you got to have had the gazayas of flour with water maybe, but the ikka of flour to warrant a bracha achrona of alamichel. So if you have a piece of sponge cake and you know it's whatever 20 kazayim in the tin, you take there's 30 pieces, you have a piece of cake. According to all these poskim, you will not say alamichya. Again, Minhag Olam is Tshiyah, same as process. For himself, all the poskim will not.
The same with the cracker, the same with the fudge.
Yeah, it's exactly the same. Because just like in the cracker, you've got a cracker, and even you see a different cracker and chayis tuna, two different things. So it looks like it's two separate items. They hear it more. The sponge cake, even though it's one thing, it's one cake, but still, there's got to have a gazayas of flour to make alamichya. If it's not a gazayas of flour, you haven't had a gazayas of alamichya. So they again, there's quite a strong amount of poiskim that hold that you don't say alamichya, you'd rather say barnafashas, sponge cake, barnafashas. But you can't say it's in Gantz wrong, because the Shmur does say the minik is not like that. He doesn't say it's a wrong minik, he says that's the minik, even though he doesn't hold of it. But he brings it. So back to our friend the wafer. Wafers, there's very little flour in it. In fact, I checked just yesterday. Usually they put the thing that's the ingredients the most goes number one in the list of ingredients. I checked wafers, it wasn't the first ingredient flour, it wasn't the second, it wasn't the third. Some of them was fourth, some of them was even later down the line. There's very, very little flour in these things. Besides that, they've got the chocolate and the sugar. There's lots of ingredients in, and flour is not the main one. So when you have wafers, you're automatically getting yourself into the shaila of, what bracha do you say? One wafer, two wafers, you have another glass of flour. If you have a large amount of wafers, you might be able to have a kazayas of flour, telemicha. So, wafers, sponge cake, any mazonis really, you have less than a kazayas of it, you enter the shaila. Again, many people can hold it, barnafashas, but if you saw one says alamicha, you can't say he's wrong, it's menagoilam. But it's the best situation, of course, is to avoid it completely, and if you do want to have wafers or any of these sponge cake, any of these things, have it, pretzels, crackers, something that's very heavy in flour, you know you've got alamicha, then it's alamicha. And we'll cover the whole thing, no problem. Okay, so that's the bracha on wafers out of a meal. Mezuzahs, bracha rishona, and alamicha, depending on this, where's alamicha, barnafashas. That's all out of a meal. What about mezuzahs in a meal? Now, mezuzahs in a meal, it's complicated. Before we get to the complication, just very simple. Wafers usually would always be mezuzahs, even in a meal. Normally we know we don't see mezuzahs in a meal. Mezuzahs and hamoisi are so closely related that most things the mezuzahs can be hamoisi too. Therefore it's all one thing and any mezuzahs is like bread because with the hamoisi. But there's 3 times we do say mezuzahs in a meal. The first one, rather the last one we'll say it first, is wafers. Why wafers? Shulchan Aruch says, if you have a batter, Bata, you either have a dough, you make bread, challahs from the dough, or you make a cake out of a liquid dough, it's called the bata. Right, you take the bata, pour it into the tin, that's the bata. If you have a bata, number one. Number two is you make very, very thin products, which wafers are very, very thin. So you have those two to know. It's a bata, number one, and number two is made very, very thin. You bake it, this product, whatever it is, will be mezonos, even in a meal. Why? Because it's bichlal no bread. Number one is made from a batter. Bread's not made from a batter. And number two is it's so thin, you don't make bread like that. Because as these two tanoim, it's in ganz and different to bread. And it'll always be mezonos, even in a meal. So most wafers will be mezonos in a meal. They're made from a batter, and they're made very, very thin. The shaila is, you get these fancy wafers. When we were kids, we used to call them the cigarette wafers. They look like cigarettes. The mezonos on the outside, and the chocolate in the middle, the round ones. Stick in the ice cream sometimes. Those wafers, you get the regular thin ones, the cheap ones, but you get all the fancier ones where it looks like a wrap. It goes round and round the dough. You look at it, you see the mark goes round of the dough. Which means they somehow they managed to get a piece of dough and they made it go round. Now, if this is made from a batter, how did they get the shape? How do they get it round and round? So either it's made from a dough, it means they took a dough, they rolled it out, you got a piece of dough, they wrapped it around, put the chocolate in, whatever they before after they put the chocolate in. This will not have it, it's not made from a batter. It might be thin, it's not made from a batter. The other option is, which could be two, that they made the batter and then they baked it like a pancake, which was soft, and then they wrapped it around and then they finished off and baked it again. If it's the first option, it won't necessarily be mezonos in a meal. If it's the second option, say it was thin, it was a batter, it was baked till it was soft, but it's okay, it's wrapped around, and now they baked it, it's still staying mezonos, even in a meal. So the first thing to find out is how exactly they made these things. Did they make it out of a batter or make it out of a hard dough? It's made from a hard dough. What would be mezonos? A cornet and an ice cream. Well, a cornet's probably made, well, I'm not sure what it's made from. Is it a dough or a batter? In a meal, in a meal. Don't want one in a meal. What's it made from? Is it made from a dough or a batter? Again, they get that wrapped look. They could do it, they could make it soft. Usually by the time you buy these ones here in England, they're soft again. If it was soft, if it was made soft, then they can wrap it. But if they didn't make bake it half and wrap it, how do they get that look? Even in the corners, they've got that look on it. The wrap it again. So it should be not mezonos in the meal. Finish my dough. Yeah, that might be different anyway in the meal. Well, because the chocolate, it's hard to say that. You get so little inside. Yeah, we get so little of the chocolate inside, probably because the mezonos.
What's your
shiloh? Right, but mezonos, seeing as mezonos, is like pass. It's so close related. It's all flour. Yeah, that's why. Because it's beds and pass. So we always have to remove it from pass to make mezonos. But normally, status quo of mezonos is pass. Normally, have in a meal, any mezonos will always be pass. So to make a mufka, it's got to have the two tanoim, a batter and thin. So these wrap around wafers, if we don't know what they are, which I didn't manage to find out anything, so you got this off again. Was it a batter and it was mezonos? Was it a dough and it's a mozi? However, we can still save the day and still make it mezonos. How? We know another way of having mezonos in a meal is you have all three tanoim. The famous three tanoim makes something mezonos. If you have all three together, you're okay. What three tanoim? Number one is the dough is sweet. Number two is it's filled with something. And number three, it cracks. Every years ago, someone told me an easy way to remember this is a homantashen. Homantashen is usually the dough doesn't taste of bread, it tastes sweet. Number two is it's filled, it's got it, jam, chocolate, poppy seeds, whatever's got inside. And number three is it cracks, it's not soft like bread or like sponge cake. You take a homantashen and crack it, it'll crack straight away. So homantashen usually will have all three tanoim. Easy way to remember is homantashen, sweet dough, cracks, and it's filled. So these wafers, even if they're made from a dough, but they crack very easily, they're not soft like a sponge cake. Number two is it's filled, it's got chocolate in. And number three is the actual dough is not sweet. It's sweet. It's not like bread. It tastes, it has a, it doesn't have to be sweet, it can be savory. As long as it has a different taste to it that doesn't make it bread, then it'll be mezonos. So these wrap around wafers of all three to know. No, filling doesn't need to be in the middle. Filling can be even on top. That's the reason why pizza be'ez would be mezonos. It says to be mezonos because it's got the topping on top. You put milk in, which is completely unnecessary. Because as long as it's got something on top or in to make a difference, it's baked with something. The reason why pizza isn't mezonos is because anything that's a derech l'gvoya looks like the sort of thing people eat as a meal is automatically a moitzi. If you make a huge, whatever, anything, huge, they make pastrami. If you make a big roll of pastrami, a pastrami straight away a moitzi, you have a supper. That's why anytime you have anything for supper mezonos in, usually you're going to have to wash. Because anytime you have mezonos and make it big or eat as a meal, it becomes a moitzi again. So pizza would usually be a moitzi for that reason. If you make little pizzas, tiny little pizzas, then it can be mezonos. It's filled, it's got on top the tomato paste, whatever it's got, and the cheese. Small ones, it's not there for a meal. You're not eating as a meal, it'll be mezonos.
Talking about a meal, if you have something, it's only
No, so as long as it's got something on top, it doesn't have to be filled. Filled to be on top, only on top. Pizza, but has to be mezonos, clap it that. You've got to have the other two tanoim as well. There's a bialach which is maximum, you need two tanoim. It's also clear that you need two or three. So if you have one which is two, yishlem ilismoich. But the best is to always have, make sure to have three tanoim, which is. So you have a piece of cake, it's soft, so you're out. It's got to be hot, it's got to be at cracks. And it's got to be at sweet, which cake is. If you have cake which is brittle. Usually Abba Strudel will be the best, because it's all three tanoim. It cracks, it's not soft, you touch it, it'll crack. It's filled, and the actual dough is sweet. Depends how you make it. If you make it, they're cracked. Like a hard, brittle dough, you have all three tanoim. So that's the second reason, that's the reason why even these dough ones might still be mezonos. They crack, they're sweet, the dough's flavoured, and they're filled. However, you must know when the filling's put in. There's two ways to make these wafers apparently. Either they put the chocolate in and bake the chocolate in, or they make the round circle and they shoot the chocolate in afterwards. If they shoot the chocolate in afterwards, it won't be mezonos. The filling that makes it mezonos has got to be the fillings there when it's baked. If you take a piece of bread and put in a jam, it's not going to be mezonos now. It's got to be it was baked like that. Like anything you take, put on it flavoring, it's not going to change. If it's baked like that, then it'll be mezonos. If it's put in afterwards, even if you rebake it, someone asked me yesterday, take a piece of bread, puts on it cold cuts, rolls it up, puts it in the oven, he's got a little pastrami, rebakes it. Again, you can't change it. Once a moiti is a moiti. So if you take a piece of bread and put on a jam, chocolate spread, tuna, whatever you want to put on, and even if you bake it, it won't change it because there was a time when it was a moiti. To make a mezonos, it's going to be as baked. So if these wafers, they shoot the chocolate in afterwards, it still won't be mezonos. Clap it is because it wasn't baked with the filling. So if you want to have all three tanoim, you've got to have it there. It was baked with the chocolate in, which is hard to know the exact mitzvahs when it's baked. And many years ago in Kodal, we went to, it was a store we bought. There was 13 different companies that made these wafers. We bought all 13 types. And we looked at all the boxes and tried to work it out. We've played and cracked and looked, and it was impossible to tell how and when the chocolate's put in. If it's put in afterwards, then it won't necessarily be mezonos in the meal. To have the third tonight, mamula is filled with chocolate, it's going to be as baked as I. Therefore, you've got to find out, and see if you want to have in the milk. And that's only if the wraparound ones are made from a dough. If they're made from a batter, then you're okay, because you've got the first reason, made from a batter, and they're thinner made from a batter. Right, any service or bracha, as long as you make a bracha. As the eight of the bialacha gives, and this eight usually works across the board. Nice. Whenever you have a sofik, if you mechaven a sviya, you think I'm having this little sviya, let's get full on. It's not dessert. Yeah, I'm still a bit hungry. And you train your mind to appreciate it as part of the meal, then it will never be a mezonos. Because then that's your meal. You can be a sudan on this. If you take cake and eat it as a meal, you make a moitzi. So to this cake, sofik, what it is, if you think I'm having it as part of the meal, even if it's mezonos, it'll become a moitzi as part of my meal. You have no problem. So that would make a difference. Yes. So then it depends. Why having if you're having a dessert, then it won't necessarily be included in the meal. But if you're having it because you're still a little bit hungry, then it'll be mezonos. Then it'll be hamoitzi. You won't have a shalav bracha. So when you have a sofik with mezonos, the mechavan l'svia, don't stop main course when you're still a little bit hungry. Eat the dessert then, and then you have no problem. This is your meal. So that's wafers in a meal and out of the meal. Lemaisa, we said there's three types of mezonos to make a bracha in a meal. Either number one was the batter, which is a batter and baked thin wafers. Number two is the thing with all three tanoim, the hamantashen. And the third thing is bizli, donuts, yana dioma, chanukah, anything fried. Bizli is not always fried, you gotta check. Donuts are not also always fried, you also gotta check. But anything which is fried, you'd make mezonos on in a meal, like a donut. Why do you make a bracha of mezonos on such a thing in a meal? Add some donuts, a piece of bread. Just
fried bread.
Right, it's fried bread.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. That's the answer. The Gemara says that something fried is so mufka. Normal fried bread is not a normal thing to do. Something fried is intense and different to bread, and such a thing will be mezonos even in a meal. Lemaiz the Shulchan Aruch, this is more Kislev raid, Chanukah, you get to hear a lot about this. The Shulchan Aruch brings down 2 days. There's a Shitta Rabbeinu Tam, which the Shulchan Aruch says, you should be, are you ready to be chosh to the Shitta? What does Rabbeinu Tam say? He says, no, as long as it's a dough, it's chav and challah, it's a thick dough, who cares if you fry it? That won't change it. He learns the chiv chala, the chiv, well, let's say the chiv brach of hamoisi, kicks in with the chiv chala as soon as it becomes a dough. Irrelevant what you do later. He says, who cares how you turn this into an edible food from raw to edible? Who cares? As long as it was a dough, it's chayav and chala, it's a proper dough. Hamoisi, even if you now go ahead and fry it. So, Kundrabeinu Tam, all donuts will be hamoisi. Sorry. Kundrabeinu Tam. Yeah, donuts will always be hamoitzi. Right, and according to our way we pass, and the ikkar of the Shulchan Aruch is always mezonos. So the Shulchan Aruch says the best etzah is have them in the meal, and there the Bialoch brings on this etzah, have it when you're still hungry. If you're still hungry, you're having it as bread. So Hun drop any time, it's bread. So I'm having bread in my meal. Hun's alish is mezonos, but seeing as I'm turning it into bread by having it in my meal, as part of the meal, now it becomes hamotzi. So even if it would be mezonos, so different to cake or anything, well not cake, wafers which are real mezonos, but I'm having it as part of my meal, even though it's fried chicken mezonos, I'm eating the sphere, this thing will now become hamotzi, and you're doing any meal, here's all this.
The, it's got oil and sugar and
all the sweetness. Oh, so anyway, it's flavored. That's the Taz says it's got a lot of oil in it. The truth is that many bakeries today inject it with alcohol, which repels the oil and doesn't absorb the oil. But if it's got other stuff in, the jam will make a difference to put in afterwards. It's got to be put in before. But if there, so the oil doesn't come in, the sugar's put on afterwards on top, and the chocolate is also put on afterwards. If they would make it very sweet, you could get recipes very sweet. You do what you like. You can take any donut recipe and make it. If it's very sweet, you'll have that reason to be mezonos. And then even alpha meal, that's the best taste. Someone wants to be Yerei Shemayim, chep everything. Yerei Shemayim, chesh rabbeinu tam, samoitzi. Can't eat these donuts. Only in a meal. So make them very, very sweet. Not very sweet. Fry them, whatever it is, with the sweeteners ready in. Now, you can't really put chocolate or jam in them because, I don't know, the frying thing will work. But very simple, make the dough very, very sweet. If it's mamish sweet, it's got to be not like the officially mezonos bread that they sell, which is all amoitzi. It's got to be the nick of the time, like the Ramal says. It's got to be as mamish like cake, and this dough is sweet like cake. If you gave it to someone who didn't know, you'd say, whoa, this is cake. Then it's mezonos the holidays, and then you eat half a meal, you'll chat Rabbein in time, you'll chat Tashit, you'll chat everyone. It's b'chalam or a donut, it's cake. The difference there is that you can't eat too much of it, because cake, once you eat too much, it turns back into amoitzi. So, Eibichesh Rabbein in time, once you eat too much, then you're back to the stage one. Could be clap that you could be mekel, because the whole thing is a sofik in chesh rabbeinu tam. So once you start eating, if you're not mamish full, the chay could be mekel. But again, here the Bialacha brings the etza. If you ever have a donut and you're not sure, have it in a sphere, then you're fine. But if you have a donut at the end of the meal, you obviously finish the meal. This is more negir, because Chanukah, especially Shabbos Chanukah, people are washing, sitting down, you invite friends around, and then at the end of the meal, Shabbos Chanukah, you have a donut. That is the worst time to have a donut. Because there, you're having the meal, but you're eating it like kinuach, you're eating it as dessert, not as to get full on. So you can't say chat rabbeinu tam. So you're eating a meal and you haven't got rabbeinu tam, you shut yourself in the full bit. The best thing is have it out the meal, make a mezonos, or have it in the meal when you're hungry. If you have it in the meal when you're not hungry anymore, then you've got to make mezonos and you don't get rabbeinu tam, so it's a chaval. So that's Dizli as well, that's the etza. With any mezonos, have it a sviya. So in summary, very simple, there's three types of time between mezonos and a meal. Either it's a wafer, which means it was a batter. Number one, batter, a little bit of doubt, a batter. And number two is it's very, very thin. You get wafers a little bit thicker. Things like that. Sounds so simple. So it's very, very thin. Number two is you have all three tanoim, the hamantashen. And number three is it's fried. And if you ever get stuck, you may have an asvir, then you have no problem at all. It'll be mezonos. Okay.
So could have been a time, not to be a meal, you should have to wash it.
Yeah.
Why you see it in bed?